Hello, welcome to the Conflict Authority Podcast. This is a podcast about conflict, what it is, how it gets started, and the things that you can do to evolve greater control over the conflicts in your life. My name is Leo. I am your host. This is Episode 6, Negotiation. In this episode, we will talk about negotiation. Negotiation is a widely discussed topic. I did an Amazon search on the word negotiation and found that there were over 20,000 books on the subject. Our purpose here is not to learn about negotiation as such, or how to do it well. Our purpose here is to think about negotiation in the context of conflict. Let's get started. Dictionary.com defines negotiation as mutual discussion and arrangement of the terms of a transaction or agreement. The mutual part is not always present. Many people, including authors of books about negotiation, think negotiation is a competitive process. The technical name for this is distributive bargaining. Distributive bargaining is an adversarial zero-sum game. The thinking behind it is that for me to win, you necessarily have to lose. This is not always the case, but the distributive bargainer will always treat negotiations this way. The counterpart to distributive bargaining is integrative bargaining. Integrative bargaining is collaborative and interest-based. Integrative bargaining is a cooperative process. I'm sure you are seeing parallels to the concepts of affective and cognitive conflict that we examined in last week's episode on conflict resolution and management. It pays to bear in mind that not all distributive bargainers are in any kind of conflict with the other party. In other words, even though it might seem like they are treating negotiation like conflict, and they are, there is nothing personal or emotional about it. They are simply trying to win the negotiation. Negotiation is a conversation. The most important thing to remember if you approach a negotiation as a person who is trying to evolve control over conflict is that negotiation is a conversation. Nothing more. Even though you and the other party might be in dispute about your preferred outcomes, never lose sight of the fact that you are having a conversation. In reference to the conflict models, negotiation is the zone of problem solving in the dual concern model. Negotiation is also the process you use to gather enough information to decide if you are going to yield in pursuit of strategic goals or contend when you feel like you have a stronger hand. This is also true for collaborating, compromising, and yielding in the six style topology model. Know what you want. I once went with a friend of mine to buy a truck. He decided, rather impulsively, that the compact car he was driving was not manly enough. He asked if I would go along with him to look at some pickup trucks. I accepted and then spent half the day with him test driving pickups. Afterwards, I spent several more hours watching him negotiate payment. Price was never discussed except as a product of the payments. When my friend would say he wanted to confer with his wife, the salesperson would mock him, derisively asking if he was man enough to decide on his own. Beforehand, he had said he wanted a basic model and was adamant that he would pay no more than $300 a month. My friend drove away happily with the more luxurious truck than he had originally sought and with a payment of just under $400 a month for a much longer term than he had planned for. In contrast to this is my wife. I have accompanied her to buy new cars on a few occasions now. She always spends time online researching what she wants. She always knows what she is willing to pay. She is always ready when she visits a dealership. If she ends up with the payment higher than she anticipated, it is because she made a conscious decision and drove a hard bargain, not because she was cajoled by a salesperson. As with conflict, some self-awareness and planning go a long way when you are entering a negotiation. Knowing what you want is very helpful in getting what you want. Therefore, research is important. Before you involve yourself in a negotiation, make sure that you understand as much as possible about the products, processes, personalities that you will be dealing with. Use the internet. Ask people you know who have done this sort of thing before. Talk to people involved with the process. Always try to understand what you are getting into. BATNA, or Best Alternative to a Negotiated Agreement, is another tool you can use. BATMA is you asking yourself what will happen if this deal does not happen. You can explore WATNA, or Worst Alternative to a Negotiated Agreement, as well. The point of BATNA and WATNA is understanding what can happen if you cannot come to an agreement. Using the aforementioned examples, for my wife, her BATNA might have been walking away without a new car. For my friend, his WATNA would have been walking away without a new car. Reservation point. Not all negotiations go well. They can turn into bad, very personal conflict, or something very much like it. There will be a juncture where you realize that you will not be getting what you want out of the negotiation. When you find yourself involved in a negotiation that is not and will not be doing anything for you, what is your next move? It is important to remember that your greatest strength in negotiation is knowing when to walk away. From the perspective of a professional negotiator, knowing when to walk is called having a reservation point. Presumably, you have done enough research to know what you are getting into. You have established a BATNA and a WATNA, and when you know that this negotiation is not going anywhere for you, you walk. Sometimes this is simple enough to do. You get up, thank the others for their time, and you leave. From there on, you wait for the next opportunity, or you wait for the others to call you because they need you for a successful agreement. Walking away is the ultimate power move in negotiation. Except, there are times when you, for any number of reasons, cannot walk away. For example, consider a situation where your BATNA is worse than your status quo. In other words, a situation where if you are unable to make this deal, you will be in worse shape than you are now. This does happen. Why is this important? Now you are aware, if you weren't before, of the ideas of BATNA and WATNA and reservation point. You have an idea of the importance of self-awareness and research in relation to negotiation. You might be asking what any of this has to do with conflict. My answer goes back to the definition of negotiation. Mutual discussion. Arrangement of terms. The point is that if you are negotiating, you are communicating. If negotiations break down, there is no longer any communication. Lack of communication exacerbates conflict. There is a theory of ripeness in conflict resolution. This theory essentially says that when negotiations have ended, when the parties are not communicating, the only way to bring them back to the table is to wait until both sides are in such pain that they have no other alternatives but to come back. There are a lot of things that can go badly between the time we leave the negotiations and the time we are in such pain that we have no other options than to try to reopen negotiations. Keep in mind, leaving a negotiation because you have reached a reservation point is not the same thing as leaving a negotiation that has broken down into conflict. My goal here is to get you to think about negotiation as a discussion rather than a conflict. Negotiation is an inordinately important skill in conflict resolution and in many other facets of life. There is much more to learn than I have presented here. There is much more to learn than I could possibly teach. I would suggest, if you are on a journey to evolve control over conflict, that you dedicate as much time as you can to the study of negotiation. There are many excellent resources available on the subject. No time you spend studying negotiation will be a waste. In the next episode, we will explore conflict assessment. Thank you for listening. If you're interested in hearing what happens next, go ahead and subscribe.